Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
This is the John Richardson Show
with John Richardson.
Hello and welcome to Kerry's seasonal vegan beef recipe. That's this week's podcast.
I like that because I've got my name in it. We've never had my name in the podcast title before.
No, perhaps we should get sponsored by the butter company.
Oh, yes.
There's a butter company with your name
my
in it,
name
isn't
in it?
Or you could just... You could go around with a Sharpie changing chocolate oranges, but I think it'd take more time than it was worth.
It's too involving.
When the guys there see Spinal Tap 2, they'll be like, hang on, we need to do a promotional range of Kerry's chocolate oranges.
Do you think?
How would you tweak the recipe to make it more personal to you?
Oh, you could put hazelnuts in it.
Yeah, you could.
Don't you like hazelnuts?
I don't really like nuts. And do you know what?
Wrong.
You know when you're like on the train or something and people are eating nuts?
Yeah.
I get really angry at them because they're so healthy and worthy. I have this pathological, like, eat crisps. What's wrong with you?
How long do you
want to live having your satsuma and your little bag of nuts that you've packed yourself in your little Ziploc bag?
A little salty bag of nuts and a cold drink. On a train,
yeah,
having a nice time, and then you staring at people, judging.
Salty nuts, fine. If they're salty,
salty nut, dry roasted,
processed nuts, fine. That's a pub snack. It's when people have packed a little Ziploc bag from home of walnuts, almonds, and all that, and they're enjoying them.
No.
I eat nuts because I'm told they're good for me. They've got selenium and stuff like that in them. But I eat them in the same way I take a multivitamin or drink water.
I'd
rather have a glass of wine.
Hang on. A nut in a chocolate is really pleasurable. And a hazelnut... hazelnut chocolate is the best of all the chocolates in the box.
No.
Yes.
No.
What's your favourite then?
The ones without nuts in. Caramel.
No.
Put extra sugar
nuts,
and fat
hazelnut.
In there.
What's the... Yeah. Like a Ferrero Rocher has got a whole hazelnut in the middle of it.
And little nuts on the edge.
Yeah. Delicious.
Okay.
Chocolate spread is made from hazelnuts, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
You said that like it was an advert. Chocolate spread is made from hazelnuts.
It's delicious.
And you can buy it here. All right then. Well, I guess that counts as an opening chat for the podcast.
What did I say earlier that was nutty?
You said
I'm available
earlier,
for nuts. That's what I said.
You're available for nuts. Mm-hmm. That's coming up in today's podcast, as well as another suggestion for the branching out of the literal police. The imprisonment of a colleague and some chat about Kerry's dryness, which you can hear.
But it's isolated to one area. I'm not dry generally. I'm just...
Stay tuned and we'll see you after. Hello and welcome. You are listening to Absolute Radio with John Richardson and Spinal K, Kerry Godleman.
You're sticking with that, yeah?
It was Spinal Tap's Kerry Godleman, but then I remembered how much you liked Special K as a nickname.
Oh, yes, yes, well remembered.
But then that, I think that's been taken by the boxer Kell Brook,
Is
known as Special
who's
K.
That? And if you know me in sport.
You've got a double beef now with Kell Brook. You've stolen his nickname and then said you don't know who he is.
He's
a boxer, that's pretty much all you need to know.
I hope he doesn't come after me.
I don't think he will. He's retired now.
Don't they retire young? He's still probably really young.
Oh, yeah, he's younger than you.
All right, don't say it like that.
He's younger than you. Everyone's younger than you.
Well, there's always a big comeback, isn't there? So what you don't want a rile special. But then I went with Spinal K, which doesn't sound good.
Sounds medical.
It does sound medical, doesn't it?
Can we just go to my normal name now?
Kerry?
Yeah. Kerry Godleman. Right.
And what's Kerry that Godleman. Short for? Keratin?
Nothing. Are you Jonathan or are you John?
No, I'm not Jonathan. I'm just a John.
You're just a John. No, I'm just a Kerry. Kerry's not an abbreviation of anything, is it?
No, it's not. No. You know when you have things that crop up all the time? Like, I guess that all the time someone says, oh, is it short for Jonathan? Because I'm just a J-O-N. And you'd think by now, especially as a comic, I'd have a funny answer.
But you
and I always just go, no, it's just John. It's the most pathetic start to when you meet someone. Is it short for Jonathan? No, I need a ba-da-ba-da-da.
Ask ChatGPT.
Come up with a funny response to is it short for Jonathan?
Can I have a quip, please?
Well, I got in trouble for being short this week. I'll tell you about this after. And I'm excited to hear from you because you arrived in the studio and said, I'll tell you what's winding me up. Oh, I'll tell you later. Which was a wonderful tease.
Oh, I've forgotten. It's really bad memory.
That's all right. Something will wind you up
something
between
will wind
now
me
and then.
Up. Oh, there's loads to pick from.
It'll be me by the
bullet points.
By the time we get there. What was winding you up? Do you know what? It's you, actually. Anyway, we're here. I was going to say we're here all morning, but we're not. We're here until the very tail end of the morning. It's John, Kerry and Dave, who is wearing a lovely blue T-shirt and some brown trousers. And he's looking lovely.
Describe what I wear.
This is interesting. All right, we've overrun already. I'm supposed to be doing what happened last week. However, there was an incident when Dave first worked on the show where, unbeknownst to me, I was broadcasting on Jazz FM while I was off air at Absolute.
Why is that funny? That's funny.
Because I could have been cancelled, Kerry. That's why it's funny. I could have said anything. As it happens, I was just chatting away to Dave and... somebody complimented my clothes, so as a result, I asked Dave what he was wearing, because at that point, I could hear him but not see him. That went out on Jazz FM over a piece of jazz music, me going, what are you wearing, Dave?
Oh, I see. It sounded like you were chatting him up.
No, so you weren't here for that. But on the WhatsApp group this week, I said, what are you wearing, Dave? And I thought, oh, this will interest Kerry because she doesn't know what that's in reference to. And you didn't flag it at all. You just thought I was asking Dave what he was wearing.
Can I just say I'm not great on WhatsApp groups?
No,
I'm not. There's too many. And when they get bouncy and like, oh, I can see there's a bit of energy here, I bail out.
So at the very point, WhatsApp groups are at their best.
Yeah. When they cook up, I'm like, I'm out. They want more from me than I've got to give. I can't do it.
So just so I know, as someone who's in a couple of WhatsApp groups, when do you thrive in a WhatsApp group? When it's dormant for a while? But nothing's been said.
It's a fair point. It's a fair point. I'm not sure I thrive in any WhatsApp groups.
No, okay. Well, we've touched on what Kerry missed out on over the last few weeks. I will tell you what you missed out on last week's show after this, because we've already chatted for a long time and Kerry can have a minute to think about what's wound her up. It's John Richardson here with Kerry Godleman compiling a list of things that have wound her up.
Oh, yeah. Now, bullet points. I've got a pen
now. I like
now.
That you've got... there was a point where you said, what's wound him up? Oh, I've got it. Hang on. I need a pen. And that's when I got very excited. So this could be the dawn this week of a new regular feature, Kerry's Seasonal Beefs.
Seasonal Beefs.
You made it sound like some of them were seasonal.
They are. Some of them are seasonal. Do you want them now or do you want to...
No, save it, because I've got to tell you what you missed last week on the show while you weren't here.
Right.
Because it's interesting, because you arrived wound up, last week exactly the same thing happened. And in the studio, all four of us, Angela said she wasn't, but she was, we were all slightly chippy. And I think you can really hear that in this clip from last week's show.
There was a point in there where you said, I want to go home. I came in such a good mood. My favourite bit of that was when Charlie just said to me, did you just call me Charlotte? And it was... I think all you meant was, oh, did you just call me Charlotte? But it came out, did you just call me my name? But I didn't. I called you Charlie.
Yeah.
I said, Charlie, how many times do I have to click? I'm still very thirsty.
It was a real atmosphere last week.
Really? Shame I wasn't
there. Yeah. Well, maybe it's because you weren't there.
We'll be fine. We'll just get this out. It's like a sharing group. We'll just get our beef out, but not in an antsy way.
Okay, then.
Non-antsy beef.
We'll just get our beef out. That's next week's clip sorted. Last week as well, Angela, because she was the one who was in a good mood, she did something that I don't approve of. So, Kerry, I don't want you to do this.
They're so cute, Dachshunds, but they're not very bright. My brother's got one, Benji. Hello, right. Benji. But...
Did you just give a shout out to a dog?
I did, because he'll be listening.
He won't be listening. It's a dog.
Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
There we go.
Well, I really hope there's a bloke called Benji listening.
I'm with you on that one, I must say, John.
No talking to dogs.
No talking to dogs.
Have you got animals?
I've got
animals.
A dog. Yeah, I've got a dog and a cat, actually.
Have you?
Yeah, it's like creature comforts around our house.
You sounded really proud of yourself.
I've got a really, really uncharismatic dog. She's really... Sometimes I think she's been stuffed and I have to check she's breathing. She's a sort of Scotty Westie terrier. I wouldn't talk to her through the medium of radio. I don't talk to her.
Well, there you go. Why don't you talk to her?
I do.
Maybe she's just given up.
I sort of talk to her, but I don't, like, I'm not with the whole, hello. I can't do that.
So you just walk in and go, oh, you again.
I just talk to her like another person. Like, all right, mate.
Oh, God.
All right, mate. All right, Mole. And she's like,
I think your dog might be depressed.
I think she might be a bit depressed, to be honest. But yeah. Apparently that's typical of the breed. I sort of have a lot in common with my dog. We're sort of two grumpy middle-aged women. Well, she's a dog.
Who's told you that? Oh, yeah,
Everyone we ever meet, they do get maudlin.
A
lot of people on walks have said, oh, yeah, that breed. So people that know about dog breeds and stuff, I usually don't get involved. But when I do get involved, they like, yeah, that breed are quite grumpy.
They don't really know about dogs, don't they? Just say what they have to say to vindicate the owner's beliefs. Oh, yeah, well, she's very... What, she loves spicy food. Oh, yeah, they do, don't they? Collies love a Chinese on a Friday night.
All they really want to do is chase balls and sniff bums. That's sort of it. That's dogs.
And this is the dog you've got a lot in common with, is it? All right, fair dues. We also chatted about World Championships last week. This has become the home of world. We've discussed the World Excel Championships. We've discussed worm charming. We've discussed the World Scone... not scone skimming. You can't skim scones.
I'd be available for scone skimming.
Scone skimming.
Really? They're quite flat, the ones I make. You could probably get a few bounces out.
You could skim a scone, actually.
Yeah.
You get someone hungry one side of a lake and someone with a basket of scones the other side of a lake.
I'd watch that. Pitch it.
I think it's a TV show. Anyway, we had a message in from John that we didn't get to, so here it is.
Hi, John. As you were talking about the World Championships last week, I've got one I think you guys should tackle. Boxing. I can see Angela being good at it. I can see Kerry being decent. But you, John, not so much. Love the show. John from Cambridge. Cheers, guys.
Do you think John's fully grasped? Because boxing is a thing.
Yeah.
Boxing's big.
Yeah, it's big. But also, like, if you whittle that down, what that message says is, John, I'd love to see you get punched in the face. I'd love a bit of that. Basically, just very chirpy trolling. That's what he is.
He did say I'd be quite good at it. And I think he might be right.
He's the sort of troll who'd be going, oh, who's this on me bridge? He's not an angry one.
Well,
it's not,
a
who's that clip clapping?
It's a passag troll, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? Why don't you do some boxing, John? See how that goes. You strike me as someone who's got no defensive guard at all.
Why don't you get pummeled in the face? That'd be nice.
I'm too busy getting pummeled in the soul, mate. If you want to send a message about sports you'd like to see me fail at, then you can email john@absoluteradio.co.uk. If you say it in a chirpy voice, it's all fine. I'm all fine. I'm just taking a regular pummeling to the soul. You're listening to Absolute Radio. So we are about to discuss Kerry's seasonal beefs. Special case, seasonal beefs. News coming up on an actual beef that is going on at Absolute Radio. Mm-hmm. I got beef with another presenter, Kerry, did you know?
No, who? Not Matt?
Feud.
Jason,
there's a bit of beef going on with Jason.
Lovely.
There is beef with Matt. When you mention it like that, actually, there's very few presenters here I don't have beef with. I've got current beef is probably the best way of describing it with Jason Manford. I've got ongoing beef with Matt Ford. Literal Police is back today as well. That's going to cause some beef at Absolute Radio Towers as a result of a certain presenter using the word literally incorrectly. If you've spotted any in the week, not too late to get them in. John@absoluteradio.co.uk. We'll have a bit of a dedication. We do one dedication a week, but we call it I Love You But, because you've got to be mean at the end of it. That's a good one this week. People are going to hear the one this week and go, oh, yes!
You channeled that fury very, very well.
It's all in there. It's all in there. And there's the smugness as well, where I think it's a smug time of the week, Saturday morning. So we'll just bring all that down a peg or two. But let's get to Kerry's seasonal beefs. Sponsored by, I mean, nobody. Feels like it should have a
You want
should
them
have
now?
A tractor mark on it. I'll take... Well, how many have you got?
Well, some of them aren't seasonal. They're just beefs. Well, let's start with the leaf blower. You've got a leaf blower going. That's that's that time of year, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean...
You don't like a leaf blower?
Not really.
Have you,
used a leaf blower? It's like a Hoover outside. Are they good?
Oh, God, it's brilliant. I clean the garage out with it.
Just leave the leaves down on the floor.
I do leave the leaves. I use it to clean out the garage. I stand at the back of the garage and I whack the leaf blower on full. It's absolutely joyful. It really is.
Well,
it's like, do you remember that, was it Surround Sound or Dolby or something advert from the 1980s where the guy sits in the armchair and turns his telly off?
Yes,
and the sound blasts
that.
Him to, he's just a skeleton at the end.
Yeah.
That's what it's like using a leaf blower in a built-up environment.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll take that tip. I'll cross that off the list. My other is my lips are really dry. Is that a seasonal thing?
You can hear it, actually.
So much lip balm. I just sit picking my lips on the bus.
Mm.
It's like
it's coming through
off.
On the mic. Sounds like you're playing castanets while you talk.
Is it seasonal? Castanets. Is it seasonal when your lips go dry and your hands go dry?
Yeah.
Are
you
when
drinking
it's cold?
Water?
I do drink. I'm really hydrated.
Just how much water are you putting away?
I don't know. I don't measure it, but I drink water. The other thing, seasonal beefs, cobwebs. How many of them are you walking into?
How dry is your environment?
I just feel like I'm walking through cobwebs. Literally every 5 minutes.
Well, you're in the studio for 3 hours. Don't get yourself done. There's no cobwebs in here. You're suggesting Dave doesn't keep a clean studio?
They're just everywhere. They're everywhere.
What's your next beef?
Your generation. Are you millennial?
I'm just a millennial, yeah. I just snuck in.
Millennials going on and on about being old. Where does that leave the rest of us? I'm not the Tolland man. Christ.
Because there's definitely a thing around your 30s, I think. What are you, Dave? 33? So there's definitely a thing in your 30s that you're not in your 20s anymore and you start to say stuff like...
Yeah, but these are the millennials in their sort of 40s. Where's the cut-off? The ones tipping into 40 and they're like, oh, I'm so old. I just think, pipe down. There's loads of us quite a bit older.
Yeah. But you've come out the other side of it now, though, haven't you, where you're actually so close to the end that every second's a bonus. So you're... Is that what it is?
I just don't want to hear millennials moaning about feeling old. They'll have to knock that on the head around me, please.
I mean, you're coming across as quite old and grumpy, if you don't mind me saying.
Well, I can say I'm old because I'm older than millennials.
No, but you're not... What are you, 50?
51.
Yeah, so do you know what? There's 53-year-olds listening saying, shut up.
Yeah, I know, but Gen Xers are like, we didn't go on and on about it. Why are the millennials banging on being old? I didn't. Gen Xers are very breezy, very breezy. We survived the 90s. We're quite smug.
I'm going to put a record on and I'm going to trawl every piece of stand-up you've ever done. And if you ever...
Stand-up doesn't
ever.
Count. That's just glorified.
Oh, yeah. The views that I air publicly and get paid for, they don't count.
I don't moan
really
about being old. You won't find any material of me moaning about being old.
Right. I set the audience a challenge to go back through Kerry's entire back catalogue and find any reference to her feeling old. John at absoluteradio.co.uk. Right then. I love this bit. I really look forward to this
favourite.
Bit. I don't want to say that because we've still got 2/3 of the show to go and it implies that I'm sort of on a downhill cruise from here.
They're all your favourite, aren't they, John?
It's just a little bit of needle in people's relationships. That's what I like. Okay. And I like it aired in a public environment.
Yeah.
So it's I Love You Bot, where we do shout outs because people like him. And people do, they take advantage and they start by saying something really nice. So you'll hear at the beginning, like, oh, you complete me or something. Different people will have different feelings on what the real bit is. I feel like that's the lie to get to the grievance.
Yeah.
Some people will say, oh, I meant the first bit and the second bit was a bit of fun.
Right.
But here is our one dedication this week. It's something nice and then something mean. This week it comes from Adam in Oxford.
Morning, John. Thanks for giving me this week's one and only dedication. I'd like to give it to my boyfriend, Alex. Alex, meeting you 4 months ago was the best thing that's ever happened to me. I love you, but I'm begging you, please turn off the keyboard sound on your phone. Oh. It's the most annoying thing in the world and so unnecessary. When we were at dinner yesterday and you had to like reply to that work email, I didn't mind the interruption, but I couldn't bear the noises. We're both in our 20s and I felt like the whole restaurant was looking at me, wondering why I'm on a date with like a total boomer. Please, settings, sound and haptics, keyboard feedback, toggle sound off. Thank you.
He really got going, didn't he?
Yeah.
Do you know what my favourite bit of that was? And it wasn't meeting you was the best thing that's ever happened to me. Keep it, mate. Save it. Save it for your birthday cards. It was, you know, when we were at dinner and you had to reply to that work email, I didn't mind the interruption. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
Yeah. He's got a lot. He's got a lot of feelings around those clicky sounds, hasn't he? I kind of half agree with him, but they do make you feel like a secretary in the '80s.
Do you have them on?
I think I probably do.
I didn't think there were people in their 20s with it on.
No, I suppose there are some things that are generational. This is what I mean about the millennials. I'm not a boomer though, but yeah, maybe I think young people. I thought they have all the sounds off.
You probably don't have them turned on. It's just the sound of your dry skin hammering against the front of the phone.
That's just another... I think that probably is true.
King. Moisturise from within. Anyway, I enjoyed that one. Thank you very much, Adam. And I don't know, you could take these things as serious as you want, but if you're going out with someone who's got the sound on the keyboards, it's not going to last. This is for you, Alex.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to John Richardson and Kerry Godleman here on Absolute Radio with producer Dave. And it's time for Saturday Smugness, where everywhere else people are just unironically boasting on radio stations. I only had a baby 10 minutes ago and I've just done a marathon. Everyone's going, ah, well done. Not for me.
I really don't want to hear about part run. Keep it to yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So you can send them in, things you've achieved, and I'll be horrible to you. And I like to warm up by being horrible to the people in the studio. Now, this week, Kerry, I have to say, I've already been quite horrible to you in the first hour, I think.
I'm all right with it.
Are you?
Yeah, I mean, I agree to it. I know what's going to happen when I agree to come in.
Yeah, I'm horrible to deflect from my own deficiencies.
Yeah.
You know that's the deal. Okay,
I'm comfortable
with it. I have called you very dry-skinned and close to death in terms of age.
But I offered it all up.
Yeah, it was quite a big start. But last week you were... I think the reason I'm carrying a bit of resentment... Mm. I don't know if you heard last week's show.
No.
Not even the podcast?
No. I'm sorry. It's a bit like WhatsApp groups. I'm sorry. If I'm not there, I'm not there.
Angela's moved house. She's got a garden for the first time. She's very excited. Do you know what's in the garden?
Trees, grass, cobwebs.
Little tomato plant. Little cherry tomato plant.
She's coming round.
She only had two. There was two left on this thing. This thing has been used all summer. She had two left. And do you know who she brought one of her two tomatoes
going.
For?
I know where this is going. Oh, God.
She only had two.
She's such a beg.
Her husband didn't get one. Her husband, who cooks her themed meals around the country of Formula One every week, he didn't get one.
Right, I'm going to message her on a WhatsApp group, believe.
What will it be called?
Such a pick me. Don't be a pick me, Angela Barnes.
So anyway, just so you know, that's why I'm being mean to you, because I know you don't really care about me. And although I'm mean to you on air, I do actually
Do you want
really
a quince?
Care.
Do you want a quince? I've got some quince.
Nobody wants a quince. I'm not Henry VIII.
Right. I don't want one. I don't know what to do with it. I got a quince tree in it. First time ever. I got fruit off it and I don't know what
it's
to
quinced.
Do with it. It's quinced.
It's finally quinced.
The quince tree is finally quinced. And I don't know what to do with the quince. And don't anyone suggest jelly. I'm not getting involved.
No.
Don't want to make jelly.
It's an admission of defeat, isn't it? If you know something is disgusting when the thing to do with it is boil it up with a load of sugar.
Yeah.
Is your smugness this week that you've got quinces?
No, but I should have done that. I should have said that. No, it is seasonal, though. I'm sticking with my season. It's soups. I've made some tremendous soups this week.
Oh, I don't mind that. Go on, what have you done?
I've done cauliflower, roasted cauliflower. And do you know what I did? I roasted and sprinkled some hazelnuts on top.
Ruined it.
No, it really worked. Trust me.
No, it didn't.
It did.
No, it didn't.
It did.
No,
it did. No, no. I ate it. You didn't eat it. You didn't even see it or smell it.
I wouldn't touch it. Why are you sprinkling nuts?
I'm
What's
really
this thing
into
about?
Nuts. I'm available for nuts. I like nuts.
You're available
There's your clip.
For nuts. No, I was with you. And the whole joy
All right,
of the soup
take the nuts
is
out.
It's soup.
All right, other soups. Squash soup, roasted vegetable soup. Oh, I've had a lovely
We can really
soups.
Lean into this because we've just done a link where it was people in their 20s talking about mobile phones.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, usually I'd be a bit self-conscious about how much soup chat we do. But, you know, they've had their time,
yeah,
the young.
Yeah, let's
now
do soup.
Now it's soup chat. You can roasted just, cauliflower.
Oh, just roast anything. You can roast anything and then zhuzh it. What do you call that hand thing? The zhuzher, we call it.
A hand blender.
Yes, a zhuzher. You zhuzh it down.
Yeah.
And then you've got a soup on your hands, haven't you?
You've got a soup all over your hands and your roof and your lamp.
Oh, and it's just all day long pleasure. Shall I have a bit more of that soup? Yeah, warm it up.
My granddad used to have a pot on the stove. He used to whack stuff. He'd reheat it each day and whack a new thing in it. Tin
where's
of beans one
point?
Day, bit
where's
of
the,
mince.
Where's the
Oh, he'd have it on there for a fortnight.
Well, that can't be right.
It wasn't right. I had a thought this week. I don't think I'm ever going to boil veg again.
I'm with you, 100%, roasting them all day long.
I whacked a load of Brussels sprouts and green beans and onion in my air fryer. And I just thought, well, why would I ever do it any other way?
See, I haven't got an air fryer, so I can't get involved in that chat.
Oh, okay. So, that's why we're here, because you represent the older generation, whereas I get these kids who don't think they like old people chat, but then I say air fryer
you
and their
straddle.
Ears are pricked
you
up
straddle.
Again.
You straddle. You straddle generations.
We've already said haptics and air fryer. So as far as I'm concerned, we've fulfilled our remit for the week.
We have
anyway,
one.
Dudes...
We have an air fryer, but my daughter's gone off to uni college. So she
oh,
took
there we
the
go.
Air fryer with her. So I haven't got one anymore.
I'll get you one for Christmas.
Oh, will you? Despite the tomato you're... situation.
Yeah, you can roast me some tomatoes and make me a lovely tomato soup.
You're not dropping that, are you?
I'm not dropping it ever. Hey, okay, kids, listen up, dudes. You're listening to...
Don't do that. It's weird. It's unsettling.
Rico and Special K on Saturday morning because going live has finished. So what else are you going to do?
It's making my teeth go weird.
Wiki, wah, wah. It's the John Richardson Show on Absolute Radio. We are puncturing the smugness of the nation on a Saturday morning. Last week, we've opened this section up now to you can nominate someone who's been smug in the media and I'll bring them down. Last week, I brought down Taylor Swift. This week, our nomination comes from Tom.
Hi, John, and to the Absolute team. Got some smugness to mention this week, but I'm afraid I'm not the smug party. Got to hold the mirror to the man himself, the bad boy of British paddle, John Richardson. John, I believe that you should be smug about your performance in your paddle event the other week. After watching some of the social media uploads, if I didn't already know you as the countdown champion, comedic legend, and spiteful little goblin man that you are, I honestly would have thought that you were a professional paddle athlete. Some very athletic moves there, John, against some very tough opponents. If you weren't sore that following morning, I'd be very surprised. Thanks, Tom from Adelaide. A PS, nice knees, by the way. Can be very smug about those knees.
Oh, he likes the knees.
I know, but he did call you a spiteful knees. Little goblin, so he...
Well, what he's done very well there, he's because he obviously listens to my podcast as well with 4D. So
right.
There's a lot of quotes. So, spiteful little goblin man is a quote from producer Charlie. That's what she called me last week, I think, or the week before. The bad boy of British paddle is a reference to something I said on the podcast. I did play a charity paddle event this week.
And it's online. People can look at your knees.
You can see my knees and my calves, my booty is all
Don't
available.
Say booty ever again.
I had, I went to the England game the night before, so I had 7 or 8 pints.
The England paddle game?
No, the England football game.
Right, got it.
England-Wales at Wembley. So that's why I think I'm the bad boy of British paddle. Because
had some pints and got up and played this paddle
match. Pints, got up and just raised a load of money for charity by being great at paddle.
And... You are being really smug. That's awful.
Well, you've got to bring... Here's the thing. I don't think he can have seen the videos, because I've seen the videos.
And he was complimenting you, wasn't he? Do you think he's being ironic?
I think his bar is very different to mine. I was on with an athlete, a cricketer, I'm just going to say his name, Joe Root, because he deserves to be named because he's a lovely chap and he's raised a lot of money for a children's hospital.
Right.
However, there was a first game and then he didn't quite know how to word it. He said to me, can I just, I don't know how to say this, you're not as terrible as I thought you were going to be. And I think
that's a terrible compliment, isn't it?
No, well, that's it. People just assume I'm going to turn up in a cardigan and whack the ball with a dictionary instead of a paddle.
But he didn't say you were good. He didn't say,
no.
You're good.
No.
You're definitely good. He said, you're not as bad as I thought you were going to be.
He did. At one point, I played a lob from the back of the court and I heard a banging sound and I got scared. I thought it was pipes coming after me again. Turned around and it was Joe Root banging on the glass to say that was a good shot. And that is... I'm not joking. That is one of the top three memories I will hold when I die.
You are pathetic, John. It's a very easy takedown.
Yeah.
And what were you wearing? You've got all the gear now, have you? You've been to Decathlon and got all the gear.
I had a white T-shirt on and I had swimming shorts.
Swimming shorts?
Speedos, let's call them what they are.
Is that what you're meant to wear?
No, you're supposed to wear shorts, but I discovered the first time I played, you need a pocket to hold your spare ball in case you miss serve. So the only shorts I have, the only shorts I have that have pockets in are swimming shorts.
And that's
the time I'm least likely to need to put something in my pocket.
Right, I suddenly realised baggy swimming shorts, not like speedos.
Oh, not, no,
I thought
no.
You were playing paddle in speedos. And
no.
I will be looking for that video.
I'll send you it privately.
Hence the mention of the booty and the knees.
I'd put it on the WhatsApp group, but you won't see it. Anyway,
there
Tom,
would be feedback
I hope
if you put it on the WhatsApp group.
I hope you feel I've been. It's very hard to bring down yourself. I mean, I'm willing to do it because I'm actually not very good at paddle at all, and I've seen the videos, and I wobble in places I didn't know I wobbled when I run to the ball. I look like I'm taking it far too seriously, and I hated
really
myself.
Old millennial, you're an old old millennial now.
There was a point during that link where you just looked at me. I think you forgot we were on air and you just shouted, you are pathetic. So I feel like I've been taken down.
As you take down.
I hope you consider that done, Tom. More smugness next week. If you spot anyone in the media this week or you think that needs bringing down a peg or two, I will do it. Email John at absoluteradio.co.uk. So, Kerry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just called me pathetic, didn't you, for attending a charity event.
You goaded me into it.
I did, God. I needed you to do it. That was closure.
Exactly.
It was closure for Tom's email. He would have been very disappointed if you hadn't. You didn't have to come right up to my face and spit in my face while you were doing it. But at least now it's dealt with.
Yeah.
Anyway, may I return the favour? Because you're doing a charity event, aren't you? What do you think you are? Good.
Yeah. Just a little charity event.
You think you are a nice person?
We're
doing
it together.
Help the world?
We're doing it together.
We're doing it together.
Well, I don't think we've gigged together for a very long time.
No, not since you sent all those emails to all the promoters. This will be the London Palladium, obviously, for Absolute Radio Live.
Yes.
You're going to turn up with notes and knock out some new stuff? Or you
no,
some...
not at the Palladium.
Have some respect.
I will have some respect. It's a day before my birthday, FYI, if you want to bring a card
clang.
Or a treat, maybe a voucher. I'm available for a voucher.
Okay, this has changed from Kerry's doing a charity gig to telling 2,000 people. It would be rude if you didn't.
It's my birthday, really. It's my birthday eve.
The thing with a voucher is you can just slip it in your pocket and sort of make a paper aeroplane and just float it down to the stage while I'm on.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Okay, so if you want to help Prostate Cancer UK... get a ticket for Absolute Radio Live. They start from £42. It's a cracking lineup. Myself and Matt Ford hosting. James Acaster's there off of the Ghostbusters movie. And Off Menu. You been on Off Menu?
I have, but a long time ago. Pre them filming it. Because everyone films pods now, don't they?
Tell me about it.
But my Off Menu was a long time ago.
Can you go back on? You've got some seasonal beefs.
I've got seasonal beefs. I got a lot of feedback because I said that pizzas are overrated. So I think we might need to revive that conversation.
Okay.
It's just a cheese and tomato toasty.
Adam Hills is going to be there. Tom Davis is going to be there. Fatty Elgar is going to be there. Dinesh Nathan. And, of course, Kerry Godleman. What food will she target next? And of course, it's the day before her birthday. And worth mentioning as well, it's only 9 short weeks after my birthday. So, you know.
You've gone from not mentioning it to really overreaching to get it in.
That moment of mentioning it and nobody knowing it had been my birthday was, that's the second memory after Joe Root applauding my paddle shot. It's everyone going, oh no.
I can't believe you defended jelly for like some unplanned joy and yet didn't tell anyone it was your birthday.
I'd have loved some jelly on my birthday.
Well, you don't want it was your birthday.
You don't want to make your own birthday jelly.
Yeah, but if you said next week it's my birthday, someone might have bought you some jelly.
I know, but then you've asked for it.
No, you haven't. You've just said, I like jelly. Next week's my birthday, by the way. Bye.
Right, if you want to lob jelly at Kerry Godleman, it is her birthday the day after Absolute Radio Live. It's 10 days after 40's birthdays. It's almost like everyone's got a birthday that occurs at some point through the year. Absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets and we'll see you there. This is Absolute Radio, where we are celebrating Rocktober, celebrating all the best in rock music. So anyway, that's Rocktober dealt with. We've talked about rock music. I want to talk about people who are good people, good broadcasters, who occasionally get overexcited and make a slight grammatical error that nobody notices, but I bang on about. That's what I'm here for. It's the literal police. We go after those in power. It does need tidying up. And I tell you what, we don't get as many as we used to. So I do think we're having an effect. Sometimes I think, yeah, sometimes I think people are catching themselves now. They go to say, she's lit, ooh, and then they just stop themselves.
Do you think you've changed the culture of like broadcasting?
I think I'm basically like the litter campaigns of the 80s.
Yeah, like you're the seatbelt. You're the seatbelt campaign.
I'm Baggett Binnett. That's what I am. I'm Baggett Binnett for a grammatical correctness. And then I have weeks where I just think, oh, actually, nobody's taking any notice. Because then under my own roof, repeat offences happen. And I just think nobody cares. So this week's nomination comes disappointingly from Leslie.
Hi, John. Hi, Kerry. I've got a serious literal crime to report, and I'm afraid to say you need to lock up one of your fellow presenters. Dave Berry was talking to a caller earlier this week at about 10 to 7 in the morning when he uttered the words, I'm literally throwing flowers at you, Laura. Now, I could be wrong. He could have literally been doing this. But could you kindly check the studio for traces of rose petals and discarded flowers? If there's no sign of any thrown flowers, please lock up Dave and throw away the key. Regards from Leslie.
She's not mucking about, is she?
Throw away the key is an extra flourish, isn't it?
Yeah, because sometimes you do let people back out once they've learnt their lesson, don't you? Seems a bit harsh to throw away the key.
I think Dave is out on remand. I think we've done Dave before.
Oh,
sadly.
Wow. Repeat offender.
So this is, I'd be the judge saying, we meet again, Mr. Berry. Clearly you haven't learned your lesson from last time. Oh. Can confirm no flowers in the studio, right?
Right, no. No flowers, no evidence.
We're not allowed to use the breakfast studio. So, you know, we're in like a little side wing. Very much a sort of broom cupboard vibe where they put us into.
It's the cobwebs.
You'd be able to hear it, though. I think you can hear flowers being thrown. You'd hear the tone of his voice where he's lobbing. So let's have a listen and see if you can think that flowers are being thrown here.
And I don't want the world to see me, because I don't think that they understand.
Yeah! Triumph! Oh, my goodness. 5 stars! I'm literally throwing roses out at you right now, Laura.
He's got carried away, hasn't he? He's gone giddy and he's just said crazy stuff.
It's just completely unnecessary. It doesn't improve it at all. Just to say 5 stars, I'm throwing roses.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right, John. That level of pedantry is appropriate here.
And it's the little... Do you know how I know he's not throwing flowers? Because there's a little pause where he thinks of what flower to say. And if he was holding it, he'd know. But he thinks, what is the flower you're throwing?
Very
you can hear it, that
audible
pause.
Observation.
So it looks like... are you free this week to host the breakfast show?
I might be able to fit it in. Mention it in the WhatsApp group. I'll get back to you.
All right, let's shut the cell door on Dave Berry for the second time. Oh, it brings me no joy to do it. And that is a complete lie, because it brings me great joy to do it.
We're not going to throw away the key, though, are we?
I'm not going to throw away the key, but no. I'm going to put it somewhere he doesn't want to go.
Okay.
if you spot a literal offence, what if it unlocks something? Anyway, john@absoluteradio.co.uk. So if you're just joining us on Absolute Radio, we've just imprisoned the breakfast show host, Dave Berry. He's locked up. I think a weak sentence, so I'm sorry to say if you enjoy the show, you won't be hearing from Dave this week. Next time you hear Dave will be the 26th of October. I mean, assuming he behaves himself inside.
Oh, you might extend.
Yeah, if he misbehaves, if he's using, you know, I literally think this is gruel or something like that for his food, then really maybe harsh. Even look. He's scheduled to reappear on the 26th, and he will be doing the next episode of Album Clash. This will be a Rocktober special. Two albums, head-to-head, famous fans fighting the corner for their favourite album. This week, this month, Foo Fighters' Colour and The Shape, which is backed by Ross Noble, and Green Day, American Idiot, backed by Glenn Moore, Absolute's own Glenn Moore.
Right.
That's Sunday night from 9 p.m. Do you want to end it now? You'll say which one of those is better?
I'm not that familiar with either of them, I must be honest.
Who do you like better, Glenn Moore or Ross Noble?
Oh,
that's
don't
really
make
what
me
this
do
comes
that.
Down
that's
to.
Really
that's
not
what
very
it is,
nice.
Mate. Well, then no. You need to pick an album, mate.
I will
she
go...
hate. I will say that you hate both if you don't pick one. Not a fan
I'll
of
go
either.
With the Foo Fighters, then.
So you prefer Ross Noble to Glenn Moore? That is official.
No, all right.
On absolute...
I'll go with Green Day then.
So you prefer Glenn Moore to Ross Noble?
No, I'll go with the Foo Fighters then.
Kerry is not a fan of music or comedy.
I like music, but I just don't really know those two albums.
It's an interesting thing, isn't it? It's my absolute fear, one thing being better than another thing, musically.
Yes, exactly. Like, binary.
Comedically, I'm quite confident.
Yeah, but I don't like music being pitted against... other music.
I don't mind it. I just am not qualified to say. Like comedy now, you print off a Wikipedia list of every comedian in the country. I'll rank them.
Really?
One by one. I'll tell you exactly who's better than who.
Ooh, who's the
music.
Best? Who's the bestest? Music. Who's
you
the
are.
Yeah!
Angela, if you're listening to the podcast, I only said that because Kerry has already spat in my face. Now, no further arrests on the literal police this week, but interestingly, we've had a question sent in by Ellie. So let's hear what she has to say.
Hi, John. Hi, Kerry. I come cap in hand with a request to expand the literal police. I know funding can be tight, but I really think that the literal police should create a new department and expand their jurisdiction to help deal with a serious public menace. It's a crime that's literal adjacent, and currently there's nobody policing it, but it's a crime that's bugged me for some years. Please expand your patch to also look up serious offenders who incorrectly use the word basically. More often than not, it's being used to describe a situation that isn't basic, and sometimes crops up several times in one sentence from offenders. This must stop. Yours desperately, Ellie.
That's good.
Ooh. That's
good.
I was with her until she asked me to expand my patch, and I'm spending a lot on shampoos to do exactly the opposite, to be honest. I don't know if we've got the numbers, have we?
Yeah, but you could do it as an experiment, as a social experiment, and just see how it pans out.
You reckon? Try it for a week?
Try it for a week, see how it goes, see what you get, see who you get.
My issue with it is this, that I think it's much more of a grey area. So the word literal... means I'm doing this actual thing, whereas basic. It's very hard to define whether a situation is basic or not.
Who is the definer of what is basic?
I don't know. Well, let's say for 1 week only, then, if you hear somebody saying literally or basically.
If they're referring
in the media,
to something that isn't basic as basic, then we've got
them. Yeah, but what's basic? I mean, base means like ground level, does it? So do we set it there?
What if they're talking about equations? And they're saying, basically, these equations. And you're like, equations aren't basic, are they?
We can't talk about maths and soup on the same show. We'll just get too sexy.
We'll
have too many listeners. Other stations will be like, what's happened? Is there a power outage? There's nobody left.
Of the most complicated thing my tiny mind could reach for.
Yeah.
And I came up with equations.
They're floundering on the other stations. Guys, yeah. We're in an echo chamber. Oh, Richardson's discussing prime numbers and roasted cauliflower. That's what's happened there. He's hit the holy grail.
I think we should try it.
We'll try it 1 week. If you spot a literal or a basic offence, contact john@absoluteradio.co.uk and we're happy to help.
This is the John Richardson Show.
Good morning. You're listening to John Richardson and Kerry Godleman for another hour at least. What are you going to do when we're gone? Probably time to start thinking about it now, isn't it? What will life be like for you when we're
on
not
the other
here?
Side of this?
Yeah, you've got another week minus 3 hours to fill.
People have got soups to make. They'll crack on with the soups.
They will. I hope we get some emails about soup. Don't mind a bit of soup chat.
Oh, I love soup.
This time of the week, don't, because I'll do it, mate. I'll do it. Are you putting stock in, or are you just blitzing your veg? Because that's more of a puree.
What I use stock. I use that.
Yeah, of course you do. Of course
are
you
allowed
do.
To mention brands?
I don't know.
Mention one, say what happens. I say bouillon, but it isn't pronounced bouillon, is it?
Ah, bouillon.
Bouillon.
That's neither what I said nor what you said.
Bouillon. I use the zhuzha and the bouillon to make
You're
the
sticking
soups.
A slinky in your soup, are you? Pass me the bouillon. Yeah. It's the time of the week when we discuss news that wasn't in the news that you heard, but perhaps could or should have been in the news if we want to live in a more amusing world. This one I wanted to talk about because the headline is Theory About People Who Have Never Broken a Bone.
Okay.
And I'm one of those.
Oh, you've never broken a bone.
I've got my theory.
Yeah.
But someone
magic.
On TikTok has shared a theory. Well, we'll come on. Have you broken a bone?
Yeah.
What you broken?
I broke my sort of wrist, something in my wrist when I was a teenager. Messing about with a teacher. You remember those doors? Are they still a thing? The doors with the big bar on.
Doors are still a thing,
no,
yeah,
but
yeah.
The fire escape things in schools where you have the bar that you click down to get
yes.
out. So that was locked and I was running away from a teacher that was chasing me. It was the 80s. And I thought that the door was open and I pressed really hard on the bar and it was locked and I broke my wrist.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, I imagine that teacher was in trouble.
He didn't care. It was the 80s.
Were you running away? Was it like genuine fear or were you being naughty? It sounds
we
like
were
you were
being
naughty there.
Yeah, we were mucking
about. It was playful.
Yeah, we were mucking about. I'd say flirting. But it was the 80s.
Wowee.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is a story I was not expecting to hear.
So I broke my wrist morning. Is the answer to your question.
And can I tell you this, Kerry?
Go on.
I don't quite know what to say. I don't quite know how to deal with it.
Well,
you're listening to Live Floundering on Absolute Radio.
Go on, tell me your story, the news that isn't the
well,
news.
Well, this TikTok creator has a theory that there are people who break bones or haven't, and there are a lot of people out there who've never broken a bone. I don't know what you think about this one. This is Sarah from Sarah's Weird World on TikTok, which I know you won't have seen.
No, I don't do TikTok.
You just won't have seen. You're just not on TikTok. Yeah, I'm not on TikTok. But every now and again, something breaks through and you wonder why it breaks through. She says, apparently, there is a spiritual reason to why people have never broken a bone. That's because they are protected by spiritual protection. Untouchable, in a weird sense, protected by higher powers.
That's why I'm not on TikTok, mate. This is why I'm not on TikTok. This is what's on TikTok.
Yeah, I have to say, I don't agree with that.
No, really?
But I'm just a coward. Like, in every situation...
Yeah, you didn't flirt with your teacher in the 80s.
Never flirted with a teacher, never got... Well, I wouldn't have been running away. If I flirt with anyone and they chase me, I'll let them catch me. I'd have been yards short of the fire escape. Oh, no, I've got cramp. Oh.
No.
I just think I've never
taken
ever,
risks.
Like, don't get me wrong, we've discussed it. I'm an athlete, right? I'm out there.
Yeah, you could break something doing paddle.
I play contact sports. I was in the rugby team at school.
Yeah, and you go running in the woods, don't you? You run?
I run in the woods, yeah, with these. You've got to get these lovely knees out there. It's selfish.
You to be really careful about that.
Well, they're so lovely, though, as Tom said.
I know people that have broken bones and from not taking risks sometimes.
No, I don't
just
agree.
Happen.
Well, they went out. All what did they do, break it in the house?
They went out. I know someone that fell off a chair in her own house.
Well, there you go. What was she
neck.
Doing on the chair? What's wrong with ground level? Why have people got to be elevated all the time?
She's reaching up for a thing.
Well, let it. Leave it. Leave it.
All
leave
right.
it up
Maybe
there.
You're right. Maybe that theory's right, that you're spiritually more evolved.
I won't be trending, though, you see. Sarah's Weird World, she says that, and suddenly she's all over the world, like, oh, weird news, weird theory. Mm-hmm. I say that. No one's going to say, like, Shock Jock Comic has theory on 50-50 challenges in sport.
Right.
I want Roy Keane on Sky Sports this week. No, you think he's talking absolute nonsense. Everything's 50-50. Life's 50-50. That's what I want. It's not going to happen, though, is it? Because nobody cares what I think. Anyway, we'll hear what Kerry thinks should, would, or could have been in the news after this. Okay, we're discussing news that wasn't in the news that could, would, or should have been in the news. We've talked about people who have or haven't broken bones and why. I've issued my theory on the subject. What's your story, Kerry?
Mine's an AI one, okay?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
You love all this, don't you? You love
tech. Well, it really scares me. It's just bewildering. This university wrongly accuses a student of using AI to cheat. So this girl, Madeline, she was in the middle of her final year university nursing placement and frantically applying for graduate jobs when her phone pinged and it was from a generic Australian Catholic university and it said academic integrity concern. Right? Oof. You with me?
Yeah.
Okay. So basically the university accused her of using AI to cheat on an assignment. And on top of that, she was getting emails from the academic misconduct board saying, I need to write out an explanation as to why this might have happened. So it turned out the university had used a flawed AI model to determine that Madeline had used AI in her submission.
This is how they're going to get us.
Yes, it's AI foot and mouth. It's AI eating AI.
Intense,
we're in trouble. We are obsolete because AI is calling out AI.
That is real. That's AI accusing us of using AI when we haven't. That's genius, isn't it?
Yes, we are. It's iRobot, mate. We're in big trouble.
But on the other hand, as a result of AI, yeah. I have been able to watch videos of the Queen at various global festivals eating food from all over the world this week. And I'm not going to lie.
You're going to accept AI having all the power.
I'm going to be one of the reasons it takes over.
Right.
Because they're just going to keep distracting me.
With silly things.
With videos of the Queen ordering curry goat.
Why do you want that?
Because it's funny.
Oh,
I think it's really
John,
funny.
You've really disappointed me.
The Queen eating spicy food and saying, oh man, it's burned my mouth off. That, you know...
The AI That's will funny. Come for you while you are watching that video.
There's so many now, and it's got into my algorithm.
Oh,
I watched
no.
a video of a nana on the front row of, because it knows I like pratfalls and, you know.
Oh, you
basically.
Don't. You like people falling over.
Oh, more than
You've
I like
really
anything
let
else.
Me down. You've
no,
really
you're joking,
let me down.
Aren't you?
No,
Why?
I worry about it. I couldn't used to watch those programs where people bounce off a trampoline and into a hedge
because yes,
I'd be
please.
Like no I'm like oh that's ruined the party
go on off you go oh it's a glass door never a better moment so now
go on
AI is making them so I watched a video of an old nana sat on the front of a basketball game this week and she just gets wiped out so can you enjoy it no because it's not real so you're not laughing
no, so
I wouldn't
it's
laugh
not funny because it's not real you're no, literally just
looks
watching
funny.
John! What about all the great things humans have made and you're watching this?
Yeah, but that's why they're funny because
right,
it's
you deserve to be AI simulated and become obsolete.
It's the futility of our efforts that ultimately aren't we just silly things that slide on ice? You know, of
but
course
we yes, but there's videos of humans sliding on ice.
That's what I mean.
You don't need to simulate it with AI.
You can read War and Peace and think, oh, everyone's great, aren't they, with deep thinking ideas. But then you watch someone try and get down some icy stairs and you think, hey, guys, aren't we all just in this crazy mixed up world together just trying to get down the stairs with our shopping? And
all
then
right,
your
I could
partner
just about get
out.
On board with that. But now you're saying that you happen to watch that in an AI form.
I'm going to send you it and then you can decide. right. I don't know who's won there. AI shouldn't be able to accuse us of using AI when we haven't used AI. I will go on the record and say that. But I'm all right because I've got spiritual protection from breaking bones or ever being challenged. It's John Richardson and Kerry Godleman on Absolute Radio. Kerry Godleman does not like AI videos of
no,
the Queen.
No, and now you've put them in my algorithm and I don't want them.
No, if you don't look at them long enough, they'll go away.
But you made me
like
watch
me.
It. You made me watch
I
it.
I thought it would bring you joy,
I
Kerry.
It was
it's the
silly.
Queen playing basketball.
No, it didn't even look like the Queen. It was
no.
silly.
Okay, I'm sorry. Now, every week on the show and on the podcast of the show, at some point I say, if you want to get in touch about anything at all, you can email John at absoluteradio.co.uk. And mostly people don't. They respond to the things we've talked about But then every now and again, someone does just email in something that they've thought that week. And I love it, and I'm here for it.
Okay.
Mainly because I don't have to filter all the emails that befalls Will, Charlie and Dave. So I do mean it when I say send us absolutely anything you want, and they'll go through all of it. But anyway, Pauline's been in touch with a random thought she had, and here it is.
Hi, John. I think you asked for some movie ideas. Well, I've started a bit smaller, maybe a comedy drama. Rico and his sidekicks, also known as Rico's Angels, Angela, Kerry and Roisin. They are a group of private investigators who go undercover to solve mysteries and other weird goings-on, a cross between Scooby-Doo and The X-Files. In the first episode, they've had a tip-off that someone is adding meat to the vegan bacon factory and they need to infiltrate and catch the perpetrator. One of Rico's angels is the tech mastermind posing as a supervisor. If Kerry doesn't like this idea, maybe she can be a vegan bacon tester instead. John is a master of disguises and voices and pops up as multiple characters in each episode. Cut to the end. Turns out there's no meat involved. They have been adding a tasty vegan ingredient instead. A rival company had started the rumour. Episode 2, The Invasion of the Ladybirds. Bye!
She's really gone for that. She's got lots of ideas, I think. She could be a showrunner for this. She could showrun this.
I wasn't sure about the plot until then it was a rival company.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, oh, yes,
those pesky kids.
That is full on Scooby-Doo, isn't it?
Yes. And then I now want to know about the ladybirds.
I'll show you a picture of ladybirds, mate. I've got a good 150, 200 ladybirds in my bathroom at the minute. They're in every corner.
That many. You can't have
I'd say
many.
There's 30,
are you exaggerating?
40. No, I'd say there's between 30 and 40 ladybirds in each corner of the bathroom and then some in the shower and some on the light
fitting. That's too much. And I like ladybirds, but that's too much. That's over the line.
It's too many.
Oh, you've let them in your algorithm, weird. Haven't you?
My mum has just messaged me now as we're talking, saying solution to ladybird problem. Isn't that freaky?
Whoa, you are magic.
That was
instantaneous.
Magic, John. Even if she was listening,
she's
couldn't
a witch.
Have known. She couldn't have sent it that quickly. I will pass on your comments. Thanks for that. Kerry says you're a witch.
That's a compliment.
Well, I've had a lot of people send me this one, which is that you just hoover them up and then you empty the bag straight outside.
Don't do that. That's traumatising for the ladybirds. Just sweep them up gently.
No, because they fly. They go. They do that thing where like they're...
Get a net.
They look like a... what are they called? Those transformers. They suddenly go from, I'm only having a little walk, mate. I'm just going across the ceiling. Then you go near them and the little pincers come out of the front and they go, what? Some of them just die. They just come into my bathroom and then they just drop on the floor.
That's life. Anyway, listen, this idea, do you think it's got something?
Well, it's all down to whether you're willing to go on record publicly and be referred to as one of Rico's angels, which is something obviously...
I'm not fully comfortable with it, and I don't reckon Roisin and Angela will be up for it either.
No. Well, shall we ask or? No, they might like it.
Well, mention it on the
WhatsApp
group.
If you get to them first, sure. But if
they'll be like,
hang
on, how come he's in charge? Why are we the sidekicks? That's what the feedback will be.
This is what Pauline wants. I am a master of disguise. That's what she says.
Why don't we be the main, we're like the main, and you're our sidekick. How about that?
I think you'll find I lack the skills needed to be a sidekick. You'll end up telling me to do something. I'll say, I think you'd be better at that. You just got to do it yourself.
But there could be something in it. There could be something in it.
Why don't we start by I will disguise myself as a film director and pitch it directly to Roisin and Angela. And
how are you going to do that disguise? What are you going to wear?
I'll look like Scorsese. I'll get the glasses and the grey wig and I'll just do it. Does he wear a cap?
I thought directly.
Have you worked with Martin? I got Kerry Godleman on board. She's already
attached.
In.
She's green lit it.
Yes.
If that's... We're walking here. We're filming here.
I love that we're walking here as you're in to whatever the situation is.
Whenever we need an American accent, we're walking here. That's how we get into it.
Can't get into it without we're walking here. It comes up every time. I'm going to do a little montage of them. Thank you, Pauline, for your film idea. And when you said you asked for film ideas, I have no recollection of it, but I think I did at some point ask for film ideas. If I didn't, I'm happy with this to carry on. Send in film ideas, john@absoluteradio.co.uk. Right, we're nearly done, Kerry.
It's exciting, isn't it? We've whizzed through today.
It's flown by. It's been an absolute delight.
Suits.
I've enjoyed myself.
Cobwebs, detectives.
AI.
All the hot topics.
tippy-tappy keyboards. Sarah Champion is up next. Then it will be the Mats reunited, Fordy and Dyson, back after their international break for Rock and Roll Football. Did you enjoy the international break, Kerry?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm really sorry. I don't understand football. We've covered this.
It's club football finishes for a bit, and then there's some pointless games, and then we go to Latvia for no reason, and then everybody comes home.
Football, yeah, more football. Have a break from football, then restart playing football. Let's have football.
Yeah, but then if you're not really engaged in football, then I guess the break doesn't really affect you either.
No, nope, none of it affects me.
This will be an interesting one this week, because I am asking our listeners to help me get together a montage in time for Absolute Live on November the 16th, the day before Kerry's birthday.
My birthday eve.
Birthday eve, as we're calling it. That's basically what the celebration is. It's Absolute Radio Live in support of Kerry Godleman's birthday eve. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to play him clips of him saying things about Leeds United that he doesn't recall saying.
Right.
So I want our listeners to basically just bombard their show with text about Leeds, because they talk about Forest. And I think it's institutional bias.
Do you
do a football show where two people who support the same club host that football show.
But that's inevitable then, isn't it? That's just going to happen. They're going to favour their team.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be allowed. They should be forced to balance things out. It shouldn't be allowed.
All the talking about football shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah, well, there is a lot of that. And they do talk about other stuff, to be honest. They like a soup chat.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it.
I'll tell you what, I've heard them talk about soup. They will talk about soup, mate. Maybe that's how we... Maybe you text in about leek and potato soup, but you say Leeds and potato soup.
Oh,
just
that's
see if they...
very good.
I'll take absolutely anything. I was going to cook a soup this week, but the Leeds on my hand blender, bloody blah, there's so many ways in. You know, I need new Leeds for my hand blender, ideally the best Leeds. Then I've got him saying, the best Leeds. You know, just think outside the box.
Yeah, people can be very creative with this.
Football terminology that you want. Like, but Forest will have played today, so they'll have lost to Chelsea at 12:30. Ange Postecoglou will have been sacked, so they'll be in absolute turmoil. They won't be thinking straight. They'll be all ready. Leeds will be 6-0 up at Burnley, bottom of the table clash. So they're just going to be on the ropes today. So I want them taken down, please. Rock and Roll Football, 2 p.m. Both the Mats, both Nottingham Forest fans. Get the messages in anytime you can get them to say Leeds on air. Please and thank you from your host, John Richardson. I think I'm having a meltdown, Kerry.
I'm mesmerised by this monologue. I don't fully understand all of it, but you've gone to another place.
I've spoken
place.
Too much.
You're really passionate. Too much this very morning. Passionate on this.
I'd like you. We've got one link left where we're going to name the podcast. I'd like you to be in charge, because I'm very tired now. So we'll do that after this.
Let's go through all the things we've talked about.
All right. What to name the podcast?
Yes. No, like, but let's go through all the bullet points. Dry lips, yes. Cobwebs, millennials, soup, AI.
Soup. Yeah.
We've covered a lot.
We've got all over the shop, haven't we?
Yeah. What are you thinking? What have been your highlights?
I really enjoyed. Oh, yeah. There was jelly chat. There was paddle chat.
Leaf blowers.
There was leaf blower chat. Mm-hmm. We've covered everything. Mm. I think there's a sort of... there's a dryness theme. Dry lips and wet soup.
Yeah. I'm happy with that.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's like
happy
a poem.
Happy with that as a...
it's like a little poem.
What I want to know is, if you were scrolling through the list of available podcasts and you saw one called Dry Lips and Wet Soup, would it make you think, yeah, I'll have a listen to that? Because
yeah.
The other alternative is we call it something that's nothing to do with today's
seasonal
show.
Beefs. You could call it seasonal beefs.
Seasonal beef soup.
Yeah,
Kerry's
there you
recipe
go.
For seasonal beef soup.
That's nice.
There we go. That'll get them in, because people like to eat beef, don't they?
I don't. We're vegetarians.
We're vegetarians, but other people. Kerry's vegan seasonal beef soup. No? I've put the V word in there. People will turn off, won't they?
Well, not, because you've got vegan and beef. Then they'll be like, yeah. Ooh, that sounds interesting. What do they mean?
Get some, all right, get some riled right up that. Are you on the road this week?
I am. Yes. I'm in Edinburgh.
It's like the end of the Wizard of Oz. I am.
Any
I'm going home,
Any
Toto.
Any am. I'm walking here. I'm in Edinburgh at Queen's Hall on Wednesday, 22nd.
Oh, lovely.
Please come and see me. And then the week after, guess where I'm going?
To Bolivia.
Oslo.
Oh, I was close. Yeah. Well, doing it, I was well, close enough.
Far. I'm going, I've got a gig in Oslo. So if you're in Oslo, come and see me in Oslo.
Have you, thanks for thinking that I have reached as far as Norway. I appreciate that. Have you gigged in Oslo before?
Never. Or maybe it's not Oslo, no. I have gigged in
great.
Norway. Is it?
It's the best abroad gig I've ever done.
Is that right?
People bang on about the Dutch and how good their English is. Let me tell you, they're practically illiterate when it comes to English compared to the Norwegians.
Really?
It's like gigging in this country,
well, I did
which is what I like.
Yeah, I did a gig years ago in Reykjavik and it was the same.
Was it?
Like, oh, will there be a language barrier? No, there might be a language barrier in parts of the West Country, but not so much.
Well, that's it. The language barrier is the other way, where they come up to you and say, well, I thought the correct English term was this. And
yeah,
you go, yeah, it was actually. I was just excited.
Yeah, exactly.
Just made a mistake.
Exactly. Yep. So
you'll end up wanting to move there. It's a very green, very wonderful city, Oslo.
I'm very excited. Yeah, so Edinburgh.
And so is
and
Edinburgh.
Yeah, Edinburgh.
People in Edinburgh listening going,
Edinburgh.
You didn't talk about Edinburgh for this long.
I haven't been there for a long time. I haven't done stand-up there probably since festival days.
Oh, I thought you were going to reference a specific incident then. Haven't done stand-up there since the... well, we don't talk about it anymore, but I have been cleared of all charges.
No, because we were talking about our Edinburgh return. Festival times earlier. And I haven't done...
Great days, weren't they?
Happy, happy days. Flying on the Royal Mile.
Great days with hindsight. Perhaps didn't know it at the time, but it turns out they were the great days and now they're gone.
True.
Have a wonderful weekend. Sarah Champion, up next. She'll make you feel better. Thank you, Kerry.
Thank you, John.
Dave. Back next week with more. Toodle-pip.
This is the John Richardson Show with John Richardson.
All right, thank you for listening to this week's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Otherwise, why did you stay listening?
Yeah.
There's so much available, isn't there? We will be back next week with another show on Absolute Radio on a podcast here. So what more can I say? Just keep doing what you're doing, guys. You know, everything's all right. It's a tough time of year, isn't it? Just keep plodding on.
Stay vigilant, though. Stay vigilant.
Oh, don't say that. Now you've stressed them out. I was trying to end nicely. Now you've said,
you've given them loads of instructions, haven't they? They've got lots to do. They've got admin to crack on with.
No, I'm just saying keep going on, and you're saying, look, what's that? What do you want them to be vigilant about specifically?
Well, literal things and pitching ideas and not
literal
breaking
and
their
basic.
Bones, making soups. Yep. They've got loads to do.
This is a terrible end to it. If I was listening to a podcast that ended with, and don't break a bone this week, will you? I mean, if anybody breaks a bone this week, having listened to this.
Someone is going to break a bone this week. And if it's
now you're threatening people.
Well, it's just inevitable. I'm not good at maths, but it's inevitable. There's just so many people and someone's going to break a bone.
Well, if you break a bone this week and you want me to blame it on Kerry on next week's show, email John at absoluteradio.co.uk. Do you know what? If it's got to be someone, I'd take it.
But you're magic.
Like a little one. Yeah, I'm just too cautious. I don't touch hard things.
<There's your
leg>. Right, let's go before I get myself in any other trouble talking about my bones. Bye-bye.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc. See.